2 months from today, it'll be Christmas. And Father Kane reminded me of that when I came into the sacristy this morning. But rather disappointing, he only has the second floor decorated by now. I would have thought he had the whole house done by this time. Like last Sunday, this gospel, the Jewish leaders are trying to catch Jesus. Last Sunday, remember that they asked, should they pay the census tax? Hopefully that if he said yes, well, then you're being disloyal to God, who is the true leader of Israel. And if he said no, then they could get on being disloyal to the government. So today is another one of those gotcha questions. In Jewish law, there were 613 laws that the Jewish people had to follow. So asking him which is the most important, if he said, well, number 75, and he said, oh, well, then you mustn't like 234, then they could catch him on those things. But Jesus knows their hearts and their thoughts, so he sums up all 613 by saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as you would do yourself. Because really all the laws are stemming from these two things. How do I love God and treat him? How do I love and treat my neighbor? St. John the Apostle was the last of the apostles to die. He was the only one who was not martyred. His feast day is December 27th. There's a story that says that in his latter years, when he used to go around and visiting the early communities, and it came time for the homily, he would always say the same homily. Children, love one another as God has loved you. And some of the parishioners would say, Eminence, you always say the same thing to us. Couldn't you teach us something else that we should be doing? And St. John replied, if you did just this, you wouldn't need to do anything else. The love of God and love our neighbor is something that is familiar, it's obvious, and yet it's not easy to do. Jesus is always asking us to read the signs of the times in which we live. If you look at the evening news, do we show a reflection for love of God and love of our neighbor? There's a lot of screaming and yelling going on at each other. Maybe looking at what Jesus says, love of God with all your heart, mind, and soul, has to be first in anyone's life. If I don't love God, if I don't experience that love in my own life, then how can I share that with anybody else? If I don't recognize that I am a valued person, that I have dignity and worth because God loves me and created me in that image and likeness, then how can I look at anybody else and see the face of God in them? God seems to be sometimes pushed back, ignored, laughed at, flipped off, whether literally or figuratively. Without our understanding of God and who he is in our world and in our lives, nothing is going to make sense. Love can be often situated in only feelings. And there's nothing wrong with feelings, but sometimes our feelings can be off-centered. And if we're only looking for warms and fuzzies every time we come to prayer or come to Mass, we're not always going to have that. Because we don't always have warm and fuzzies every time we're with the people we love. I love being with my sisters. I like going over to seeing them and being with them. But I'm not bouncing up and down off the walls becoming so excited. But there's that steadiness of that loving commitment and friendship that I have with my sisters. The same is true for the Lord. I'm not all bouncing up and down when I come to Mass, but I love being here because I'm in the presence of God. I'm in the presence of the Lord Jesus who loves me and whom I try to love every day. Without warms and fuzzies, we may pretend to think that, well, love is gone or love is dead. So I need to find something else or someone else to look for love. And when I don't feel the warm and fuzzies from that, I'll go to something else or someone else. Love is a decision. Love wakes up at 2 a.m. to change a diaper. Not because you want to or you enjoy doing it, it's because you do love the child and you're doing this. Love is doing something for someone even when they yell at you or don't show respect to you. Love is sitting by the bedside of someone whom you love and they're dying, and you hate the thought that they will no longer be in your life, but you sit there with them and hold their hand. Love is a decision that we make, the love of God and love of our neighbor. First, we have to go back to, where are you, Lord, in my life? And are you my priority? And when we find out that, yes, God is my priority, then other things start to fall into place. I show him the love and respect that is his due, because he shows me love and respect even when I don't show it to him. And when I recognize that, I recognize whom I have hurt and disobeyed and hurt his injustice, and come back to him and ask for that love and strength I need so that I can have that right relationship with him, which overflows to every other person I have in my life. To love God and respect him will lead us to put everyone and everything in right order. To love God with our very best, the best that we can, which is never going to be perfect, but the best that I can, leads me to my better self and to better relationship with God, which I will also see in those around me.